You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following the pandemic, hybrid, remote and in-office work has become more prevalent. According to data from Stats NZ on the September 2024 quarter, more than 40% of businesses offered a work-from-home option, while 898,700 people worked from home. In 2023, Five Academics and Work Friends published a study on the nature of workplace friendships in the absence of physical presence. The study indicated several benefits of having work friends, as well as revealing foundational elements to maintaining these friendships. I spoke to Senior Lecturer Dr. Stefan Korber from the University of Auckland Business School about the benefits of having work friends and the ways workplace friendships can flourish. As part of a team of five, you researched the nature of workplace friendships and found they were quite beneficial. What are we seeing from those who have friends at work compared to those who don't?
So in general, the research would tell you that around 3 in 10 employees say they have a close friend at work, and those can, on the one hand, those relationships can be quite beneficial for individuals, so for their personal and professional life. So they increase, for example, job satisfaction, or they increase your sense of belonging at work, and also sometimes your career advancement if your co-workers and work friends provide you some mentoring and guidance in terms of how to climb the corporate ladder, so to speak. But interestingly, it's also beneficial for organizations as such. So workplace friendships have been linked to higher levels of innovation, for example, or obviously more collaborative engagement at the workplace, and also with higher levels of profitability and productivity and employee retention, for example. So it's basically beneficial for all actors involved.
You've already touched on this, but according to data from Gallup, workplace friendships lead to better outcomes for the business overall. Why is this the case?
Simply, I would say if you have good relationships at work, you are more engaged in your task, you put more effort into it, you are more likely to stay with your employers, even though just some setbacks or challenges you encounter, and you just basically, you're not doing just the work for your own sake, but in a lot of cases, you're also working better or harder to help out your work friends, and obviously organization benefits from that as well if just employees put that extra effort in.
Your research found that workplace friendships rely on several foundational elements. What are these elements and what makes them important?
So just different elements that we identified, which is basically, and four of them are especially important. So one of them is basically workplace friendships emerge from really tight project deadlines and a lot of stressful work environments where workplace friends shut down together, and that creates a so-called we are all in this together feelings, and people make personal sacrifices, so just to get that project across the deadline or whatever. In other instances, it's really important, or really foundational element of workplace friendships are and the collective moaning about clients or company policies or your managers and whatever. So just having someone to share your frustrations with, and that can foster solidarity and those deeper bonds. In other instances, it's all about recollecting like past experiences you had with your workplace friends. So basically, a lot of those relationships are maintained by really recalling the Christmas party that really went out of control, or making insider jokes, and at the same time talking about future plans or future project ideas with your workplace friendships, workplace friends. But our key aspect in the paper is also all those ingredients that I just listed are quite important to build or maintain workplace friendships. They can at the same time also be or lead to their downfall or to fractures in your relationships. The key example is, as I said, moaning and gossiping about clients and coworkers. It's really important to keep those deeper bonds going. But if every conversation is just dominated by negativity, just by gossiping, it really can lead to a toxic environment, and that's not beneficial for workplace friendship. So every good aspect can have negative implications if one of them starts to dominate the whole relationship.
As you've mentioned, your research also found that these elements can hinder friendships. How do we balance these elements?
So we are linking it basically in the paper. We say it's like keeping a healthy diet, and so really reflecting on the ingredients of your workplace friendships is important. So which nutritious elements are needed on the one hand, but more importantly is it's like in any kind of relationship, just having those honest conversations or being sensitive to the risk that involves if one of those elements starts to dominate, and if things are getting too negative, for example, really addressing them straight on and having those open conversations with your workplace friends is really important, as is in general just investing time and effort in keeping the maintaining the relationship with your work friends and not just taking them for granted. It's again like in any kind of relationships, you need to make a proactive effort if you want to keep friends at work and not just take them for granted and let them fade away over time.
How can these elements be fostered at a higher management level?
That's a really tricky question. And there's no silver bullet, I think, but it's important to not just throw a pizza party once a year or having one team building event once a year. You really need to create a culture that lets those open, collaborative relationships flourishing instead of having really that competitive culture where everyone just looks after themselves. At the same time, one also needs to acknowledge that not everyone wants to have work friends, and some people are really happy not having work friends, and they really want to keep work and life separate, and that's okay as well, as we would say. So there's no value in trying to force workplace friendships. So really say that everyone suddenly needs to have workplace friends, because that usually backfires and people really get cynical and withdraw from engagement with their work colleagues.
According to data from Stats NZ, 898,700 people worked from home in the September 2024 quarter, while 2.4 million, including hybrid workers, worked outside of home. Has this posed any challenges to creating workplace friendships?
It definitely created challenges in terms of a lot of times those workplace friendships are built on in-person relationships that are fostered at the office, and the challenges that I talked about earlier are just greater in the hybrid environment. So there you need to actually put even more effort in really keep those relationships going. So my personal close circle of workplace friends, most of them work in the UK now, and so we really need to make an purposeful effort on the one hand to catch up regularly, even if the time zones are differently, but also we make quite a purposeful effort in planning future projects where we work together and just catch ups. We basically plan our conference participation depending on where my workplace friends will be attending as well, so we see each other more regularly. But as I said, that requires quite a lot of effort, sometimes personal sacrifices, and really a more strategic approach in maintaining those workplace friendships.
That was Senior Lecturer at the University of Auckland Business Faculty, Dr. Stefan Korber, speaking about the importance of having work friends.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.